Hi there, thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Kerr, and you're listening to Humor at Work. You know, with social media, your customers have never had more clout when it comes to airing out their grievances with you. It's not like the old days of, say, the 1990s, when they might have told half a dozen people how upset they were. No, now they can vent a spleen on Facebook, rant on Twitter, and yell for help on Yelp. And those rants, of course, can go viral and be viewed by hundreds of thousands of potential customers. Consider how the story of Dave Carroll's United Breaks Guitars music video complaint touched an estimated 100 million people worldwide. Ouch, that's a lot of clout. Now, one social media force that's also shaking things up is Change.org, a site founded in 2007 that now helps 40 million global users create as many as 1,000 petitions a day, offering would-be consumer advocates a highly visible platform for their concerns. The petitions target government agencies, politicians, and private companies. Now, three examples reported in Fast Company magazine are very illustrative of what's going on. A 2012 campaign launched by 10-year-old Mia Hansen convinced Jamba Juice to replace their styrofoam cups with an environmentally friendlier alternative. 14-year-old Julia Bloom got 17 magazine to stop photoshopping their models, and 18-year-old Benjamin O'Keefe got himself invited to an executive meeting at Abercrombie and Fitch retailers to talk about the need to cater to larger clothing sizes. Pretty awesome. Now, this raises some interesting questions for companies as technology allows more and more people to have their sway. Given the age of these particular activists, it also begs the question, what are you doing to listen to and to anticipate the needs of your next generation of clients and customers? What might you be overlooking in your business, in your workplace, in your company, in your agency that may not be an issue today, but could become tomorrow's online petition? Now, my fun at work tip. March 5th is official name tag day, but hey, we don't have to wait till March 5th. Here's a fun idea and an easy way to get to know each other on your team and your workplace in a fun way. Start a tradition once a week, maybe every Friday, where everyone wears a name tag that displays their answer to a weekly personal or quirky question as a simple and fun way to get to know each other. For example, you know, the first one you could do, everyone wears a name tag displaying their middle name one week, and then the next week it's their place of birth, and then the next week they're following, or their favorite junk food weakness, the next week their favorite movie, the following week their favorite band. You get the gist. Just every week a different quirky question, you put your answer on one of those name tags, slap it on, and it's a fun way that'll get people interacting in a friendlier, fun manner. And the quote of the week from Norman Lear, "The humor in life doesn't stop when we were in tears any more than it stops being serious when we are laughing." And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, so apparently due to the whole 50 Shades of Grey thing, there's been a spike in firefighters having to deal with emergency calls to unshackle people handcuffed to their beds. This is a good reminder, people. That's why you always are supposed to leave a spare key with your next-door neighbor. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.